is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. President Barack Obama is asking Congress to formally authorize the use of military force in the war against the Islamic State terrorist group. Speaking at the White House Wednesday, Mr. Obama said the request would limit operations to 3 years and bar troops from what it terms enduring offensive ground combat.
The resolution we've submitted today does not call for the deployment of U.S. ground combat forces to Iraq or Syria. It is not the authorization of another ground war, like Afghanistan or Iraq.
President Obama's proposal calls for large-scale ground combat operations being left to local forces. He says a U.S.-led coalition is on the offensive, while the Islamic State is on the defensive, and will lose. The president's war authorization plan must be approved by both the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives. The leaders of Ukraine, Russia, France, and Germany are meeting in Minsk, Belarus, to discuss the conflict in eastern Ukraine as the deadly fighting in the region goes on. At least 2 people died in the rebel-held eastern city of Donetsk when a shell hit a bus station. Military officials also say rebel attacks near Debaltseve had killed at least 19 soldiers and wounded 78 others. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko says he would not hesitate to introduce martial law throughout the country if the conflict escalates. Houthi rebels in Yemen's capital have seized U.S. embassy vehicles after American diplomats left the country following the embassy's closure. The United States, Britain, and France announced the closure of their embassies in Yemen because of deteriorating security conditions throughout the country. This is VOA News. President Obama is withdrawing most of the American troops sent to West Africa to fight the Ebola epidemic. Mr. Obama says because the troops were so effective, all but 100 will return home by April 30th. The United States deployed 3,000 personnel to set up Ebola treatment units and other infrastructure to fight the virus. 1,500 personnel have already returned. A female suicide bomber blew herself up in the Niger town of Diffa a day after authorities declared a state of emergency there because of attacks by Nigeria's Boko Haram militants. Schools and businesses in Diffa are closed as residents stayed home or sought to flee the town on the Niger-Nigeria border. The United Nations Refugee Agency says at least 300 migrants are missing and likely dead after trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea using inflatable boats. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says that he is shocked by new information showing the scale of the tragedy is much larger than initially reported. UNHCR spokesman Lawrence Jolis criticized a new EU-backed rescue patrol called Operation Triton as being ineffective.
It's not a rescue operation. It's not an operation that was conceived as a rescue operation. It's mainly looking at border control. So, in fact, after the end of Mare Nostrum, which was put in place by the Italians for nearly a year, nothing has taken its place.
Italian authorities say migrants died of hypothermia trying to cross the sea from Libya in cold weather. A court in Belgium says an Islamist group that sent fighters to Syria is a terrorist organization and sentenced its leader to prison. The court in Antwerp handed down a 12-year sentence for Fouad Belkacem, the head of Sharia for Belgium. Greece engaged in a high-stakes showdown Wednesday with its European creditors over terms of its massive bailouts and the austerity measures they imposed on Athens. Greek Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis met with Eurozone finance ministers in Brussels, with the new radical left Greek government asking to renegotiate its $300 billion in loans rather than go after an extension when the latest segment expires at the end of this month. Athens says it needs the time to negotiate changes to the austerity plan being forced on the country. European officials have shown no indication of any willingness to ease the terms. President Obama paid tribute to American aid worker Kayla Mueller, who was killed while being held by Islamic State militants in Syria. The president vowed he'll find and bring to justice a terrorist responsible for her captivity and death. Officials and family members confirmed Mueller's death Tuesday. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.